USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to have his mugshot taken. He surrendered to Georgia authorities last night after he was charged for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. The Trump campaign is now selling T-shirts with the mugshot on it for $47 with the words, "Never Surrender," underneath. Experts in Miami are tracking some possible trouble. Natalie Rodriguez has more.
You know, and a tropical depression could form, you know, later this weekend or early next week.
Larry Kelly at the National Hurricane Center says the tropical disturbance near Honduras has a 70% chance of strengthening within the next 7 days. Regardless of what trajectory it takes, Kelly says, Florida will see higher rain chances during the early to middle part of next week, adding that it would be smart to cash in on the Sunshine State's two-week hurricane supply tax holiday, which starts tomorrow. Governor Ron DeSantis even tweeting, Florida's emergency management team is ready for anything Mother Nature doles out.
Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail as big as an inch and a half. The National Weather Service said a large and extremely dangerous tornado was confirmed Thursday night near Williamston, Michigan, just east of Lansing. A spike in COVID cases has some talking about a return to masking. Experts say they do work if used right.
The pandemic taught us that using a high-quality mask does reduce the chances of COVID virus being breathed in.
Dr. Fred Campbell with the University of Texas Health System says that seniors, they're the most vulnerable. They should mask up when traveling. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A suspect is in custody for allegedly leaving a possible exploding toilet outside a shopping mall near Los Angeles. Police say shoppers were evacuated from a mall in Glendale Thursday night after a suspicious toilet was left outside a movie theater and that a note on the toilet suggested it could be a bomb. The Los Angeles County Bomb Squad set up an X-ray machine to see inside the toilet and determined it was empty. The work of the late Congressman John Lewis is being recognized by the U.S. Postal Service. USPS officials announced a new forever stamp that pays tribute to the Democrats' legacy in Nashville. The new stamps feature the late congressman's name and likeness and are for sale online and at post offices across the country. Kevin Hart says he's temporarily in a wheelchair after trying to race a former NFL running back.
Yep. Well, you know it's going to be bad. Anytime somebody starts off by saying, well, it's bad. Ladies and gentlemen, the age 40 is real.
The comedian posted a video on Instagram telling his 178 million followers that he must be the dumbest man alive after recently challenging former Patriots running back Stephen Ridley to a 40-yard dash. An Arizona woman is out of harm's way thanks to quick thinking and a helpful bystander. The sheriff's department says a woman was allegedly abducted Monday morning in Phoenix and was zip-tied in the back of a minivan. He was able to pass a note to a gas station customer. State troopers ended up arresting the suspect. Dave Collins, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.